100 paid users, but your investors expect 1,000. This means that you will have to recalibrate your target proof of concept box to reflect the expected traction. I hope this exercise has helped you determine if your business is an attractive investment opportunity and whether you should go ahead and raise a round of capital. Now that you know what it takes to raise funds, the next is to create a business plan and prepare your investor pitch. This is precisely what we will help you with in our next course on how to create pitch decks. We look forward to seeing you soon. We will take you through the funding matrix to help you evaluate your funding readiness. The funding matrix has 8 building blocks. We will see each one of them. The first block is the team block. In case of early stage ventures, the investor primarily bets on the jockey. The horse is the product and the founder is the jockey. Business models will pivot. Markets will go through a change. Products will undergo several iterations. What stays in the core founding team? Evaluating the founding team becomes extremely important for the investors. The execution ability of the founders coupled with relevant experience is very critical. Building a core team with complementary skill sets should be our priority. Example, let's take option one. There are 3 founders, all engineers, all experts in product development. Option two, 3 founders, one with a solid background in product development, second with expertise in sales, and third with experience in operations and finance. Which option would you choose? Obviously, it is option two. Pause the video here and fill the first building blocks by putting down the details of your core team, their experience and their background. The second block is scalable business model. VCs